Blog Talk Radio.
Time. It's daylight saving time.
Fall.
I think I'm going to do just that, going back to bed.
I'm actually going to take the extra hour to study God's word.
Okay, because I'm doing that too, but just in bed with a lamp.
So set your clocks back on November 5th.
Miami, get ready for the greatest day play in the country.
Tyeer,
Mama's Boy,
about a mother who refuses to let her son grow up and be a man.
Robin Givens,
the iconic Jack A. Harry,
the legendary Shirley Murdoch,
Don Robinson from In Vogue,
Little T from Silk,
comedian Nephew Tommy,
performing Sunday, November 11th only,
Anthony Brown,
and one of the greatest singers of our generation,
Sonny Gill,
November 11th and 12th at the James L. Knight Center.
Tickets on sale at the James L. Knight Center, online at Ticketmaster.com, or get more info at mamasboytheplay.com.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
The recording has started.
I'm
offering how to save a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. Excited for what God is doing and knowing that He is who He said He's going to be and He does what He said He's going to do. Got an incredible love in His Elohim. Yeah, we thank God for that. If you'd like to call in, the number to call is 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. Star 6 will let us know that you want to be on the air, that you want to talk. But if not, you can just call and listen. Or if you have a prayer request, you can do that as well. And I just want to kind of share with you all a little bit about some things real quick. So we do thank God for those of you who are tuned in to the broadcast and who are listening. We hope that you will continue to do so. I'm Nikki V, and this is Guts, Gospel, United Saves. And this is R&R with Nikki V, as a matter of fact. So we do thank God for that, and we thank God for you all who are tuned into the broadcast. And we hope that you are going to be inspired. It's reflection and revelation. We take time to pray with you, talk with you, share with you a little bit about the gospel, and share a little bit with you in prayer. So, looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. If you have fallen asleep with Him, then you will be raised with Him, or you'll be able to be resurrected with Him. And that's our belief. That's what we stand on. We stand upon that. Jesus' resurrection was not just happenstance. It was just the beginning of all of the great things that were to come. His resurrection means that those of us who have faith in Him, who trust in the Father that raised Him from the dead, can have confidence that those who belong to Him, whether they are living or dead, when He comes, will also share in His victory over death. We can get more, be more, do more, if we just trust in Him. Loving Father in heaven, thank you for giving us the victory over sin and death in Jesus. I know that just as you raised Him from the dead, you will also raise us up at the great day of Jesus' return. Please use that resurrection power in us to help us to live more victoriously today. In Jesus' name we pray by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. I do want to take a time to let you know, to announce or to remind you, to let you know, because I don't think you can be reminded. But one thing for sure to remind you is that tomorrow, November 5th, is the time that we fall back, we turn our clocks back. So you want to make sure and turn your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight, so that your clocks will be set for in the morning, or in the morning when you get up, remember that you've got to go back 1 hour. So that's where we are. Daylight savings time kicks in on Sunday, November 5th, 2017. Next thing I want to remind you about is that on Tuesday at 3:30 p.m., I will be on the air live, and in studio we will have Shirley Murdoch and some of the cast members from Mama's Boy. So we'll be here talking with them in studio at WEXY 1520, and we hope that you will, listen in, join in. We'll be on various other stations, modalities, and such live. We'll be going live on Blog Talk, going live on our conference call line. So various ways that you can listen in and hang in there. And, of course, you can always do it simply by calling this number. Whenever we're live or whenever we're going to go live, you can stay listening in, or you can catch up with us simply by calling 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. And that's where we'll be. So we're inviting everybody to tune in Tuesday, 3:30 p.m., right here, right on the dial where you are right now. Tune in at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some of you are listening from various areas. So 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in, and we'll be talking with some of the cast members from Mama's Boy. Shirley Murdoch will be here. Various others will be here, and we're going to have a grand time. We're going to be having fun, laughing, joking, talking about this great play that's going to be coming to South Florida, or will be in South Florida, on November the 12th, 11th and the 12th. And so we want you to kind of join in with us and talk with us. Now, we're going to kind of let you listen to a little bit of the music. We'll come back and we'll begin praying some more and talking some more with you. So thank you so much. By the way, those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to Guts, Gospel United Faith, R&R with Nikki V, where we have reflection and revelation. And we're going to be setting up R&R at different locations, where we're going to, on Tuesdays, be going to different locations and having refreshments and reflections, where we'll be having our own style of Bible study, if you will. And we're hoping to start a thing, a type of movement where we can give people the opportunity to really get what they need out of the Word of God and have a real reflection on what's going on. So I was going to let you listen to the song, but I think I'm kind of at the point where that's not going to happen right now. But we do thank God for you all tuning into the broadcast. You are tuned into Guts, Gospel United, Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V. And we're going to come let you listen to a different song, I guess, now, because I was going to let you listen to something else. But we are grateful for you who are tuned into the broadcast and who are listening in and who are locked, who have it locked right here. Special edition of Guts, Gospel United, Save, R&R with Nikki V. And I said, oh, we're going to start doing some stuff on Tuesdays with the R&R, so we want you to kind of be ready and beware of it because it is coming. And we're going to be having refreshments and reflections. So we want you to be able to take some R&R with Nikki V.
Complete submission to your will. Oh, it's over now. I'm not gonna fight anymore. Your will I long for. Take control of my thoughts, my actions, my deeds. I don't wanna live if you don't abide in me, Lord, not just a piece of me, because I would be incomplete. So now, Lord, I give you all of me. Oh, Jesus, my heart, my life, and everything. I give you. I give you me, I give you me, totally. I realize that my life is not about me, but all
right, we're back, and I give you me totally. Yeah, that's what we're listening to and what we've got playing. Well, the actual song is totally, but I do give you me totally. And I do want to say a great big shout out to my family and friends listening from Panama, the Republic of Panama. By the way, they are celebrating in Panama and having a great big celebration of, I guess it's Independence Day or the birthday of Panama, so to speak, the birth of the independence. And this is that time when they're doing it, parades and all kinds of stuff going on. And so I want to give a great big shout out to all of my friends listening in from the Republic of Panama in Central America. And we're grateful. I want to say God bless you and I love you, Elena. I love you, Licito, David, Luchin, staff, all of my family and friends that are over there in Panama. I thank God for you all, and I'm glad that you all are celebrating. Tiffany, Christina, Ballady, Lupe, all of you. We thank God for you because we know that you're tuning in and listening in right now, so we're grateful for that. We thank God for that. Maybe in a minute, I got a few moments, I'll play some typical music from Panama, maybe. Maybe. I'll see what I can do. And if not, you know, I'll play that some other time for you all and let you all listen to it and hear it. Some other again, so to speak. But we do thank God again for you all who are listening into the broadcast and who are not afraid to allow God to bless you and use you and minister to you through this broadcast and through this radio broadcast and through our R&R with Nikki V. So we do thank God for you all. And we thank God for all of you who are, again, taking the time to be with us and to celebrate with us. We are very grateful for that, and we thank you so much for tuning in. The number to call, if you'd like to call in or share with us at any given time, we are more than glad to hear you and have you tune in, is that, or to speak with us or to pray with us, 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. That's the number that will put you in contact with us. About Jesus, and that you will wait on Jesus. Wait on the Lord. He's going to answer, and He is going to take care of every situation that you have in need of. So we're so grateful again for you all tuning into the broadcast and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. We believe God is going to do some great and miraculous things wherever indeed we are, and we are excited and proud letting you know we are going to be in studio live with some of the cast members of Mama's Boy that's going to be here in South Florida on the 11th and the 12th of November. And the cast members are going to be with us on Tuesday. So we would love for you to listen in 3:30 p.m. I don't know why I keep saying 2:30. 3:30 p.m. we're going to be live with the cast members of Mama's Boy. And we do thank God for you. So make sure you get it locked. Be on target. Matter of fact, just take this number down and call 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, November of the 7th. just go ahead and give us a ring and you'll be able to listen in. 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. And you can listen in and be there with us. So we are expecting great things. It's going to be a celebration, and we're going to have a wonderful time in the Lord. So we hope that you will make sure that you are in tune and attentive to what's getting ready to take place right here. Nikki V, and it's Guts to Cost Me How to Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. And we're dealing with R&R with Nikki V today. And we're just kind of reflecting and reflection and revelation. And we thank God for Kathy McCleary, who was playing in the background. We thank God for her and her ministry. She's here out of South Florida, and we're always glad to be able to play some of her music and her music. So God is our strength and our song. And since he's our strength and our song, I want to take this last part of our segment to just kind of begin praying with and praying for those of you in South Florida who are in need of different things, or may be in need of different things. And we want you to know that God is our strength and our song. And we're grateful for him being the way that we're able to get what we need. And we are able to stand on the promises of God, knowing that he does not ever fail. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for those who are listening to this broadcast. There are people who are listening and they're hurting and they're suffering and they're really trying to find a way out. They don't know how to get out of their situation. There is somebody listening to this broadcast right now while I am indeed live. Now there are going to be people who probably will listen to this later, but there's somebody who's listening at this time when I am live, and I'm going to specifically say you're listening today, the 4th of November at exactly 5:26 p.m. and you're tuned into this broadcast, and you are contemplating taking your own life. You believe that there is no hope. There's no reason to continue living. You believe that everything that you've seen thus far and all that's going on at this moment, it has led up to this point where it does. What's the use? What's the purpose? What's the point? There's no reason to continue. But I'm going to tell you what God says. God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that he wants to be your strength and song. He wants to turn that testimony around. He wants to turn that statement around. He wants you to speak life, and he wants me to speak life to you. And you might not call in, but you might. The number to call if you desire to call in, you might not want to, because you might feel a little some ways about the fact that you're thinking that all is lost. And because you may actually be someone that people will recognize, I sense that strongly that you probably don't want to call in because somebody might recognize you at this moment. So you're concerned about the recognition, the fact that people will know who you are, because you're supposed to be a happy person. You've put on the face and the facade of someone who doesn't have any cares in the world, but you have a lot of pressure, and you're under a lot of pressure. And God says, I want to be your strength and song. I want to be the one to turn things around for you. I want you to trust me. I want you to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you. I want to take away the stress. Hallelujah. So I am speaking into your life now. And if you are able to receive it, if you're able to get delivered from it, if you're able to break free from the bonds, if you're able to hear the my voice and hear that this is the voice of God speaking to you and not just some person, and you're willing to receive what God is saying, then you can just back away from those thoughts of suicide. You can get released from that idea that you're not going to make it, that idea that the only option is to kill yourself. You can get away from that. That can happen now. You can receive the joy of the Lord for that sadness that you're feeling now. It's up to you. The choice is yours. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Yeah. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. You can be free right now. right now. Again, the number to call if you'd like to have prayer or if you're interested in hearing or speaking to me. You don't have to be that person that's willing to commit suicide or wants to commit suicide. You can be someone else who is in need of prayer or in need of assistance or in need of direction or in need of counseling. You can call now. The number to call, 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. That number will get you to the broadcast and we'll be able to talk with you and be able to deal with your situation, whatever your question is, whatever your comment is. 954-554-6755. That'll get you into the studios. You can also use our direct studio line, 720-820-1645 or 323-870-3966. There's the number that you can call. And we're here for you. Now, I thank God for each and every one of you listening and tuning into the broadcast. You are tuned into Guts, Gospel United Save, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of what God is doing right here and right now. I forgot about what my actual time frame was, and today I have a little bit more time, so I'm going to continue on. And I thank God for you all who are listening into the broadcast and who are intent. The number, again, you can call if you'd like prayer or ask a question, 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755, star 6, if you want to receive prayer or talk or say something on the air. If not, you can just listen and hear what's going on. We do thank God for you. Now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I bless your name. I thank you for tuning in, and there's someone who's listening to the broadcast. It may not be right now. It may be later. But anyway, if you're listening now, I would ask you to please call in. But if you're not, then that's okay. You can't call in because you're listening to it as a replay. But if you are listening to it right now while I'm talking to you, please, I ask you to call the number 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. That's the number that you need to call for me to be able to talk with you. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that there is somebody listening and you are having trouble with your children, and it's not that you didn't raise them right. You did give them all the instruction, you trained them right, but you feel like the enemy has gotten a hold of them. You have child. There is a young person who is in your care, and you have raised them correctly, but all of a sudden something has taken place and they no longer are walking after the precepts and the knowledge and the admonition of the Lord, and you believe that there is something quite spiritually affecting them. Their grades have dropped. Everything is out of whack. As a matter of fact, they show strong signs of depression. And you don't know where to turn. You've talked to people and they basically tell you that that's just the way it's supposed to be now. That's just how children act now. That's just the way that they are now. That's just the voice that they have at this point. That's just the manner in which they are functioning now. And if you're listening, I really would love to pray with you specifically. The number, again, 954-554-6755. 954-554-6755. That's the number you can call, 954-554-6755. Star 6 will let you go through to the call, and I'll be able to answer you on the phone and hear you, and you can hear me. But you have a child who is definitely has an issue, and you need deliverance. They need deliverance. You can't take it anymore. And again, you've done all the right things as a parent. You've done all the right things as a parent. All right. So apparently you're not listening now, but you will be listening later. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise because it belongs to you. Lord Jesus, you said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not." God, we are all fearfully and wonderfully made, and that child was made in your image and your likeness. And the parents have done all that they know to do, but there is something, and you're saying that there's something that is attacking their good deeds, their good works, their ability to be a good child. It's not just normal behavior for that aged group. It's not just what happens because they happen to be that age and they happen to be that gender and they happen to be, this is not that kind of thing, but they're suffering, and they're suffering not just in a spiritual manner but in a physical manner, and they don't know how to bring out the information to their parent, and the parent doesn't know how to get the information out the child. Well, God, we ask that you would look on both of them. For God, you're moving on me to pray for them. And God, we ask that you would, hallelujah, open up their communication lines. Cause them to be able to forget about what society says and how society says that parents and children should interact with one another. Them put aside every malice and every bitterness that has started to grow between them because of this thing that is getting involved in their relationship. God, family is something that you ordained, and you desire for family to be unified and operate according to your order and according to your will. And so, Father, we thank you right now, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise because we break and we bind every chain and every fetter, everything that would, every soul tie, every wickedness that comes to separate family units. Ha, my God. And we speak peace, love, joy, happiness, unity, relationship, open communication, direct foundational shaking of the imperfect and rebuilding and reconstructing that which will be perfect, that child would grow to be healthy, well, and to fulfill their purpose. For God, you said you have a extreme and a divine purpose for their life, that they will impact the world for your glory, but the enemy sees it and wants to take that child down. Parent, I say unto you, rest in God. Trust in the Lord. Continue to be an example and a light for your child. Be patient. Show mercy and compassion. Hey, hallelujah. Be patient. Show mercy and compassion. Win them with love. Transform their life with love. Cause them to be delivered from the pain and the fault and the depression through love. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise because it does belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Well, we thank God for you all tuning in to the broadcast. For those of you who are just tuning in, you are tuned in to Guts, Gospel United Saved, a variety talk show with a Christian point of view, hoping that you will have the guts to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm your host, Nikki V, and we are in R&R with Nikki V, Revelations and Reflection, and we're taking a moment to do a special edition where we deal with revelations and reflections, trying to build and to uplift and to inspire Those of you who may be tuned into the broadcast, I do want to let you know that on Tuesday, November the 11th, the 7th, we will be in studio at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be hosting an interview and a session with some of the cast members of Mama's Boy, which will be in production, and it will be, the play will be out, and tickets are being presented even now for the 11th and the 12th of November here in Miami over at the James L. Knight Center. So we're hoping that you will join us for that interview. We'd love to have as many live people checked in, locked in, and ready to go with us for this broadcast. So join us for that, and that's Tuesday, November the 7th, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And by that time, daylight savings will have kicked in, so what would have normally been 4 o'clock is now 3:30. So reminding you all again to change your clocks. Other clocks need to go back on tonight so that on the morning you'll be ready to go, ready to rock and roll. And we hope that we see as many of you as possible in your morning worship services to come out and be in Sunday worship. For those of you who don't have a worship place or a place of worship and have never been to a place of worship, or maybe you have been looking for a place of worship, I would love to invite you to the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the senior pastor is Superintendent Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes, and our Mother's Board President is Mother Lois Joan, and our Chairman Deacon is Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. By the way, I feel the need to pray for those who have lost loved ones. There's been lots of deaths in the land, and many people are suffering either PTSD or just bereavement. And if you'd like, you can call. If you want specific prayer for you, I would love to pray with you. That's 954-554-6755, 954-554-6755. Then you can hit *6, which will let me know that you are the one who wants to be on air. If you don't hit *6, I won't know that you want to be on air. You may just be wanting to listen. We do thank God for those of you who do like to call in and listen in. But we also, if you do want prayer, we'd like for you to hit *6 and let us know. 954-554-6755. Or maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have something you'd like to share. Maybe you have a shout-out, a bless-out. Maybe you have something you'd like to announce. We'd love for you to do that. 954-554-6755. Heavenly Father, we thank you now. And God, you are the lifter of our head. You are strength in our soul. You're the lifter of our head. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory, and he will comfort you. It's not easy when someone that you're close to is gone. It's not easy when you're used to having someone around and they have left. Heavenly Father, we thank you for taking that void, oh God, and giving us the oil of gladness for our sadness. God, I thank you for allowing us to be able to dance on broken bones. So many people are feeling bad and often will feel bad and feel depressed because they've lost loved ones, especially during this time of year when the holidays come around, and especially if they lost someone during the holidays. It's difficult, and if you lost almost everybody and you feel like you're all alone, but God says you're not alone. You're not by yourself. Hallelujah. He is with you. He wants to comfort you. He wants to meet you in your point of need. God has ministering angels assigned to you so that there'd be no root of bitterness, but that you would be lifted up and be held high. Hey, that peace would come upon you. God is here to subdue the anger and the bitterness and the grief and the guilt. God said, you've been feeling guilty because you wish you could have done more. You wish you could have said goodbye. You wish that you could have told them before they left that you love them. Huh? Oh, he said, I want to wipe every tear from your eye and bring you peace and joy. Hey, my God. We do thank God for you all. You are tuned in to Guts, Coffee, and How to Save. Hallelujah. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for stirring up the gift. Hey, my God. And bringing peace, love, joy. Resolving grief. Helping people through their stages of bereavement. We give you the glory and honor and praise because it belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Now, I heard something quite specific, and I'm going to let you all know. Because there's some of you listening. You're listening via WEXY 1520, the station, and you want to call, but you don't want to call on the numbers that I gave because you're not familiar with them, but you do want to call on the station's line, and that's fine. You can call those numbers. But you also are welcome to call 954-554-6755. That's 954-554-6755. But if you feel better or you feel a little bit more at ease by calling 954-561-1553 or 954-561-1554. I will take those calls. Got a few more minutes before I have to switch and transition, but I will take those calls. 954-561-1553 or 954-561-1554. I'm going to back off for a second, and then we'll be right back. I want you to hear some more of the songs so that you can be ministered to by Kathy McCleary as she talks about the fact that God is our strength and our song.